Greetings and welcome to the free, downloadable Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a component of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, which was organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center and consisted of innovative exhibitions, performances, and programs initiated in conjunction with partner organizations across the Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey region. You are currently listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 4. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, and this 10-part mixtape series came about as a way to document songs that we helped to create as part of a series of 4 audience participation events presented during the summer of 2019. These events consisted of singing walkers caroling through the streets of North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Center City, and Germantown. These walks were simultaneously influenced by Whitman's poem, Song of the Open Road, and inspired by civil rights movement freedom songs. During a 2-week residency at Spice House Sound, we brought together a plethora of local poets and musicians who have been inspired and or influenced by Walt Whitman and recorded their amazing performances within this mixtape series. We begin this mixtape journey with the Whitman Ensemble featuring Frank Rhine, Tim Price, Bert Harris, Kim Pedro, and Dan Kaplowitz. They perform a tune called Camden, named after our neighboring city across the Delaware River in New Jersey. We'll be right back.
So this last poem that I'm going to read is for Whitman, and it was dedicated to this year's celebration of Whitman 200, Art and Democracy. For Whitman. I write as the molecules of oxygen and rights drinking in the iron dust coloring the earth's crust. I write as the patterns of the earth write with the cursive of bands, stripes, ripples with curves, ribbons, swirls, spikes, and cracks. As the eroded salt crust writes in Death Valley, as the strings of ropey lava on the Kilauea Big Island, Hawaii, as grooves and channels chisel on the sandstone of a mesa. I write as a sheen before the eyes that writes with a sparrow fluffing in a tree, mind craving order, or being still takes hold, gazing at the pleasure of beauty's indolence. I write as midnight writes over dark with foliage of glitter, or dancing with the moon, listening to the music of the universe inside. Writing in an empty radiance, a stillness where only a breath rules. I write as the anarchy of wild flowers, with the tips of needlegrass in a meadow, without the governance of pruning and weeding. With the blunted spear of wild lupine writes, with the blaze of blue bonnets, bowing to the showy goldenrods in wild indigo. As the bees write in spring, waiting for the slow, graceful prelude to the skyward arc of the stem. As sepals write, spreading wide with a blaze of color, inviting the bees to bury their heads in the beauty. As fireflies in summer write, turning glimmer into glow, with a rhythm of flashes luring children with jars. As the Mexican monarch butterfly writes, laying eggs of a new generation, gathering at the border, dreaming of the soft, velvety blossoms of milkweed. As the eel in fall, thickened, toughened, swimming up and up the Chesapeake, up the rivers, creeks, dams, overland to ponds, to the open waters for the final voyage to the Saragossa Sea. As crabs write, burrowed deep in the mud of the Chesapeake Bay in winter, never feeding or moving, as Mother Nature writes, that I will not be deprived the freedom of my domain.
You are listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 4. We just heard the reverential poem For Whitman, written and performed by Philadelphia poet and TV host Charles Carr. Previous to Carr was the song Camden, one of two songs about featured on this mixtape series about the cities across from each other along the Delaware River. That's Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey. And the role that these two cities play in Walt Whitman's late life. The tune Camden features Tim Price on soprano sax, Dan Kaplowitz on guitar, Bert Harris, bass, Kim Pedro, drums, and Frank Ryan, the composer and arranger of both songs, Philadelphia and Camden, is featured here on trumpet. And now we continue with some thoughts from behind the scenes.
My name's Lynn Farrington. I'm a senior curator here in the Kislak Center for Special Collections, Rare Books and Manuscripts at the Penn Libraries. And I am also the project director for Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy. I think what's important is that democracy belongs to all of us. and requires all of us to participate in it to ensure its survival. I think Whitman can tell us that democracy belongs to all of us and that it's important for all of us to be invested in it and to participate in it to ensure its survival. And so as Whitman himself says in Song of Myself, I am large, I contain multitudes. We need to see ourselves in our neighbors. We need to see our commonality, and we need to celebrate our diversity. And as Whitman says in Song of Myself, I am large, I contain multitudes. And we need to see ourselves in our neighbors to recognize our commonality, but also to celebrate our diversity. And I think we can pull that out of Whitman, and I think that's a really important thing to take away.
Hi, my name is James Solomon. I'm a songwriter, and I worked on the new songs for the Open Road Project, which is part of the celebration for Walt Whitman's 200th birthday. Some of the challenges of the project was to take ideas and take complex ideas and make them easy to pick up in the form of song. Those were like, I began by collaborating with Toby Martin, and she had written some things and I helped her edit those things. And then the complexity of them were broken down and explained in a way that people could pick up and sing in the round almost.
Thank you. If there is new ground to be gained, you take it. If there's a new world to be made, you make it. If there is new ground to be gained, you take it. If there is something greater waiting for you, don't be afraid. Accept it all and see it through. Don't you be afraid. If there's a new world to be made, you make it. If there is new ground to be gained, you take it. If there's a new world to be made, you make it. If there is new ground to be gained, you take it. If there is something greater waiting for you, don't be afraid. Accept it all and see it through. Don't you be afraid. If there is something greater waiting for you, don't be afraid. Accept it all and see it through. Don't you be afraid. If there is something greater waiting for you, don't be afraid. Accept it all and see it through. Don't you be afraid.
Welcome back. I'm Homer Jackson, and you're listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 4. We just heard You Make It, written by singer-songwriter Toby Vent Martin and inspired by Whitman's poem, Song of the Open Road. It's performed here by a chorus of vocalists called the Whitman Walker Chorus, featuring Toby Vent Martin, Kimberly Qualls, Bethlehem, Dwayne Granum, James Solomon, and others. Before that, we heard the song Tap Drums, a percussion-centered piece inspired by Walt Whitman's own Civil War meditation, Drum Taps. It was created and performed by the duo of tap dancer, choreographer, Pam Hetherington, and drummer-percussionist, Erica Mack. Now we continue with poet Veronica Bolin.
Summer days. We lived in the green world of summer childhood. Doors opened. We tumbled out. Kids, dogs, bikes, skates, sticks, stones, dust. Old clothes, play clothes, not school clothes. Our world was two blocks and one alley, all we needed. Pirates, soldiers, girls solving mysteries, playing dress-up, hiding in gardens, living secret, feral lives, when caution was thrown to the summer wind. Mothers were anonymous figures in house dresses, halters, aprons, hanging wash, heads wrapped in tin curls, living in kitchens, potatoes boiling, babies sleeping in blankets, radios on. Our private world before the fathers came home and all worlds collide.
The relevance of Walt Whitman in a changing world. On Friday, September 14, 2001, Kurt Elling performed before a packed house at Philadelphia's Zanzibar Blue. We were all mourning and coping with the immeasurable grief over lives lost in the 9/11 tragedy. Kurt, as only he can, channeled the words of Walt Whitman in a gut-wrenching monologue, paying tribute to the first responders who, without fear or hesitation, ran headlong into sudden death. He spoke of their bravery, oneness, and unselfish sacrifice for the nameless victims and the need to live on in their spirit and never forget. Kurt then quoted from Whitman's Song of Myself, where Whitman wrote of a fireman trapped in a burning barn, but sure of rescue by his brothers. He then sang, "Not While I'm Around," from his newly released album, Flirting with Twilight. From verse 33, Song of Myself. "I am the mashed fireman with breastbone broken. Tumbling walls buried me in their debris. Heat and smoke I inspired. I heard the yelling shouts of my comrades. I heard the distant click of their picks and shovels. They have cleared the beams away. They tenderly lift me forth. I lie in the night air in my red shirt. The pervading hush is for my sake. Painless after all, I lie exhausted, but not so unhappy. White and beautiful are the faces around me. The heads are bared of their caps. The kneeling crowd fades with the light of the torches."
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. Send them howling, I don't care, I've got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Charm you with a smile for a while, but in time nothing can harm you, not while I'm charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while I'm around.
The relevance of Walt Whitman in a changing world.
Welcome back. This is Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 4. You just heard The Relevance of Walt Whitman by poet Alonzo Jennings and vocalist Michael Andrews. This project was inspired by the work of jazz singer Kurt Elling and poet Walt Whitman. The song was composed by Stephen Sondheim. The poem was written by Whitman and conceived by Alonzo Jennings. It features Alonzo Jennings as the narrator and poet, Michael Andrews on vocals, Kenny Davis bass, Rob Henderson drums, and Jim Holton on piano, and he was the arranger of the tune. We started off that set with Philadelphia poet Veronica Bolin and her walk down memory lane entitled Summer Days. With that, we have unfortunately arrived at the conclusion of this mixtape. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project and executive producer of this mixtape series. I want to thank you for listening to the Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a project of Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy, organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center. Major support for Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy's artistic commissions has been provided to University of Pennsylvania Libraries by the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, as well as the Waterman II Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation, following a recommendation of David Haas, has provided additional support for New Songs of the Open Road. The Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sounds and Retro City Studios. It was mastered at Lynn Asha Studios. Special thanks to all of the participating poets and musicians who participated in making this mixtape series happen. Thanks to Toby Vent Martin, Waverly Alston, and James Solomon, the creative team behind New Songs of the Open Road, whose work carved the path for this mixtape series. Thanks to the Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy leadership team, including artistic director Judith Tannenbaum, project director Lynn Farrington, and project manager Devin Malecki, who have maintained a steadfast commitment to the vision of this project. And finally, thanks to Alex Santilli and Eric Bozak of Spice House Sound, as well as Brendan McGeehan of Retro Studios and Tom Valpacelli at the Mastering House. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. For more information about this mixtape series and for a more detailed listing of song credits, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's P-H-I-L-A jazzproject.org.